So with 35 years of experience in film and performing arts, Rachel Chanoff has spent a lot of time around art museums, theaters, dance companies, film festivals, educators. Why are you fired up about Aspen Film Fest?
Because I think just coming and seeing the audience, and people are so engaged here in the cultural and intellectual life, that bringing an eclectic array of films and seeing people really dig in is really inspiring.
So all 20 films are Colorado premieres. That's amazing. How important are advance tickets for the shows in Aspen and Carbondale this weekend?
There are still tickets left, so I think word of mouth, as people start to see the films and understand what we were trying to do, I think will be a lovely build. Our first day was Wednesday, and we started off, we had two full screenings and one almost full screening, so we really were off to a great start.
Folks in Carbondale have the opportunity to see six films at the Crystal Theater this weekend. Gunrunners and Trespass Against Us play Friday evening. Accidental Courtesy and Certain Women play Saturday evening. Little Boxes and The Salesman play Sunday. Some of these films are from highly acclaimed directors with big name actors. Others are international movies that we wouldn't have a chance to see otherwise. Do you have any personal favorites of the films playing here in Carbondale this weekend?
Well, I must say that we chose our six favorite to play in Carbondale, so it's my favorites of my very favorites. And it's hard to choose between them because they're all so different. But Accidental Courtesy, which is playing in Carbondale Saturday afternoon at 5:30, is kind of an extraordinary documentary about how one person can have such an impact on the world, which is both in documentary and feature, something we're exploring throughout the festival. Just to give you a little insight more into the plot, it's about this rhythm and blues musician in Washington, D.C., whose avocation is making friends with various white supremacists. And just by virtue of him getting to know them and them getting to know him, he's actually, over the course of a couple of decades, had many of them renounce their ideology just on the basis of realizing that we're all people. He's confronting racism in a very retail rather than a wholesale way, but really having an impact. And I just think that's such an extraordinary story.
That's Accidental Courtesy, playing Saturday here at the Crystal Theater in Carbondale. So one more question. You're showing a surprise film on Sunday night at the Wheeler Opera House at 8:15. Everybody wants to know what it will be. I know you're not allowed to tell me, but how about one hint? What festival premiered the film? You could reveal that, right?
Oh, my goodness. I will say it was premiered at Tribeca, and it's not to be missed. Let me just put it that way. And let me also say that if you're looking for tickets, you can get them at Bonfire Coffee right by the Crystal Theater in Carbondale.
So Rachel Chanoff, Director of Programming for Aspen Film Fest, underway now through Sunday, online at aspenfilm.org, at the Wheeler Opera House in Aspen and the Crystal Theater in Carbondale. Thanks for speaking with Katie and Kay.
Thank you.